At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Ooh, Joe, in Illinois, you have a humid house. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. It's never goes below 62. Summer
62%?
I think it's really a roofing problem because originally when I got the home, there was no way for it to breathe. I don't have any soffits to begin with, right? That's how these Cape Cods are all made.
Well, there are tons of things. First, you want to think about, do you have any gutters? What's going on with your gutter situation around your house? Because if they're not clean, you can cause actually water to build up, get behind the gutters, get up and under the roof, get behind the walls, get in the house, and cause more moisture. So make sure that your gutter and your drainage situation is working. Make sure they're clean. Make sure the downspouts are open. And when the downspouts deposit water, make sure it's not by your foundation. Get them 3 to 6 feet or more if you can. You know, bury them underground. Get it away from the house. That'll be very helpful. Also, think about where the moisture is occurring. Kitchens, bathrooms. Do you have vents in those rooms? Are they venting properly? Meaning, is your bathroom vent venting into the attic? Is that what's happening, Joe?
The bathroom, I have a fan in there, and I open the window.
Like a ceiling fan or a fan that...
It's a fan that's close to the ceiling. It's like put on a shelf.
Okay, so it's just a fan.
Yeah,
you don't actually.
When I take a shower, I open the door. I leave the door open.
Right, but by doing that, you're allowing that moisture just to escape into the rest of the house. And even with a vent in the bathroom, once you're done showering, you've got to run that bathroom vent for an additional 20 minutes to get all of that excess moisture out of there.
Joe, do you have central air conditioning in this house?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Let me suggest that there's a new appliance on the market. It's called a whole house dehumidifier. It's made by April Air, and it's actually one that's physically installed into the HVAC system. If you have ducts already running through the house,
then this is perfect for you.
Exactly. And what it's specifically designed to do is to take the moisture out of the air inside the house, to take away
all the entire house.
Yeah, and it takes out 90 pints of water a day. So it's
incredible. You know, do you ever go to a water cooler, one of those big upside-down jugs?
Mm-hmm.
It takes out two of those full of water each day from your house.
So what'd you do, add that to the air conditioner?
Yeah, you would add that to the duct system. It gets built in and installed by a professional. Do this, Joe. Go to this website. It's aprilair.com.
And there's an E at the end.
Yeah, it's
April
actually,
Air.
Yeah, April Air, AprilAire.com. And check out the whole home dehumidifier. It's very, very efficient. It works very, very well. They've been out for many years, and we've heard a lot of good success stories from it.